CTD Productions presents to you The Amiable Mr. Mops, based on the comic series by Hergé, starring Philip Teeson as Mr. Mops. Cet Amiable Monsieur Mops was a short series created by Belgian comics artist Hergé, which revolved around the funny escapades of the title character, Mr. Mops. There were only 8 stories in all, each only a page in length. Hergé drew them for the 1932 edition of Le Bon Marché's catalogue. Looking at the brief episodes, it is easy to tell that Mr. Mops is based on none other than the silent film star Charlie Chaplin, of whom Hergé was a great admirer. This short experimental work closely resembles the exploits of Quick and Flupka, though, sadly, it was not long enough to allow the main character to develop any real depth. So, to remedy that, CTD Productions has decided to do one episode loosely based on Hergé's 8 stories surrounding the amiable Mr. Mops.
Oh, I'm not late. Oh boy, another day. 7 o'clock. I've got 1 hour to get ready for work. Another day. Oh, the telephone. Now, who on earth could be calling me at this time of day? I think I'd better answer it. Hello?
Hello? Is this Mr. Mops?
Well, I don't know if you're Mr. Mops, ma'am. You'd know the answer to that, I think.
No. Are you Mr. Mops?
Oh, yes. I suppose I am Mr. Mops. But if you call back in an hour or so, I could let you know for sure.
Yep, it's you, all right.
Good. I'm sure glad we've got that settled. Well, goodbye. Have a nice day.
Goodbye.
It's nice to have friends that you can talk to, preferably not at 7 a.m., though. I wonder who that was, anyway. Oh, well. Huh? Again? Has the whole world taken to calling me up in the morning? Hello? This is Mr. Mops speaking.
Hello, Mr. Mops.
Oh, it's you again, whoever you are. Did you want to ask me if I'm me again?
No.
Oh. Well, then what is it?
I forgot to tell you what I rang you up for in the first place.
Oh, of course. Go on, whatever your name happens to be.
It's me, Melanie, Flupka's mother.
Oh, yes. And how is young Flupka?
Just fine, thanks. I was wondering if you could walk him home from school this afternoon. You see, his best friend Quick is out of town for the day with his parents, and Flupka doesn't like to walk by himself.
Why, I'd be delighted. I get off work at noon, so it's no trouble in the least.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Mops. I really appreciate it. Well, goodbye.
Wait!
What?
Are you sure you aren't forgetting anything this time?
Yes, why?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, yes. Good day.
Good morning. Well, now, I'd better get ready to go to work. Aspiro said to be there bright and early so they can brief me on, whatever it is a sandwich board man needs to be briefed on. Ah, here's the tram stop. Boy, it's almost packed today. It's 8:40. I better get on now. Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I didn't see you behind me. And as they say, ladies first.
Oh, why, thank you, kind sir.
Now I'll... Oof! I'm so sorry, miss. I must have had my eyes closed.
That's quite all right. Would you get it on?
After you.
Thank you.
May I?
Yes, go ahead.
You're most kind.
Please, don't mention it.
I was wondering if...
Yes, of course, go ahead.
Thanks.
All right, is that it? No one else? Oh, come on, there must be someone else. No? You mean I actually get to go? I'm shocked, really and truly shocked. Well, here I go.
Full!
I beg your pardon?
I said the tram's full, Bub. Now, if you don't like it, you can lump it.
Here we go!
Well, we, I guess I'll just have to wait for the next tram. That man doesn't seem very happy. I guess he's going to be late for work, too. Ouch! He moved his foot on top of mine. Excuse me, sir. You're on my foot. So sorry. Maybe if I try and pull my foot out. Oh, my foot out. No use. It's not budging. There's only one thing for it. I'll have to take my shoe off. There. Hello there, Toes. I suppose I'd best walk to work. This sign sure is heavy. And tall, too. Maybe this isn't the right job for me after all. My legs are having a rotten time. Oh, I say, a chocolate bar right on the sidewalk. Ooh, that looks tasty. I'll just bend over.
Look out for your sign.
Oh!
This looks delicious. Oh, so good.
My head! What does that man's billboard say? I'm going to have a word with his company. A Spiro calms and soothes all headaches. Oh, yeah, right.
Well, I'm all done work for today. Am I glad it's over? The desk clerk told me the boss wants to see me. I wonder what for. Yes, sir?
Close the door. Close it, man. Can't you feel the draft? I despise drafts.
Of course, sir. Now, what did you want to see me about, sir?
What do I want to see you about? What do I want to see you about? Don't you know?
No, sir.
Don't tell me that. I've had a terrible headache all day. I can't take contradiction. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Well, you'd better. Our business is on the decline. What's the matter with people these days? Don't they have the common decency to have the odd headache now and again?
Oh, my head.
Are you all right, sir?
What a question. Are you all right, sir? Bah! And on top of it all, I had to go and hire you.
Sir?
You know what I mean. Arriving here at 8:30, when I precisely told you 8 o'clock sharp.
But sir, there were a bunch of ladies and... And then he stepped on my shoe, see?
Yes, nice sock.
It's got holes in it now.
I don't have time to listen to your petty domestic affairs, Mops. My head really is becoming unbearable.
Sorry, was there anything else wrong, sir?
Was there anything else? I hope to tell you there was anything else. I received a complaint from a Mr. Toddbottom that you clobbered him over the head with your billboard.
I don't believe I've ever met the gentleman.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't. He happens to be the Mr. Toddbottom of Toddbottom's Jewelers.
Oh, that one.
Yes, that one. And besides all that, I've received a dozen other grievances against you. smashing a pane glass window, knocking over a fruit stand.
Oh, that was purely coincidental. It was all the black cat's fault. I was merely trying to avoid hitting.
Yes, I know what you were merely trying to do. You were merely trying to get yourself out of a job. And it's worked! You're fired!
Fired?
Yes, fired! Oh, my aching head.
But I...
Did you or did you not hear me? Out! 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 Out!
Well, I didn't really like that job anyway. Too much walking. Well, I suppose I'd better head over to the school to walk little Floopka home. Oh, the sign in this shop window says, Wanted, person to operate counter. That sounds like something I could do, all right. Oh, are you looking for work, too?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Me too.
Are you looking for work, too?
Well, yes, in fact. I am looking for a study job.
Oh, dear. I dropped my glove.
I'll get it for you. Ow!
Oh, you boys are so kind. But I'll just get it myself. There we are. Now, if you'll excuse me, I believe I'll see about that job.
Good day.
You know what I think?
No, what do you think?
I think we've been tricked.
Think so? Come on, Floopka, don't dawdle.
Walking too fast for me, Mr. Mops. Please don't hold my hand. Someone might be watching.
Look here, Floopka. I was kind enough to pick you up at school. But if you think you can be rude to me, you've got another thing coming. What is it now, Floopka?
I slipped.
You slipped? Now listen to me, young Floopka. It is not very responsible, that. People should always keep their footing. There's no need for slipping. Before you take a step, you should be sure of yourself. Sure you're not going to fall down. No, Floopka. It's unacceptable. When I was your age, if I had slipped, I would have been flayed alive. Do you understand me?
Yes, Mr. Mops, I understand you, but it was only an accident.
No buts. That's the very reason you should be careful. To avoid accidents such as you just encountered. I tell you, Floopka, there should be nothing that would make you slip.
Mr. Mops, look out for that banana skin!
Whoa!
Nothing should make you slip, eh, Mr. Mops?
Well, here you are, little Floopka. This is your home.
Thank you, Mr. Mops.
Oh, don't mention it.
Bye.
Goodbye. What a day. I have to carry around a 60-gallon sign, and then I get fired. And on top of it all, I have to play escort to a cheeky kid. And what am I going to do about a job?
Sonny?
Yes, sir?
I wonder if you'd mind holding my ladder steady here. It can get awfully wobbly when I'm painting these gateposts up here.
Oh, yes, that's right. This is the military barracks, right? I forgot Floopka lived right next to it.
So what do you say?
Well?
I'd be willing to pay you.
It's a deal.
Great. Thanks a lot. Just hold it tight for me.
No problem. This is great. I get to earn a little extra money. I don't think I'll be able to take this on as a regular job, though. Although, you know, I could go around town looking for people who need their ladders held. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. Ah, there's one of the sentries at his post. Wait a minute. He's holding his rifle up in salute. There's a general coming out of the barracks. He's coming this way. Oh, oh, what do I do? What do I do? Ah, quick, salute. Oops, I think I've done it now. And so I was just standing there, Stevens, minding this man's ladder, when all of a sudden a general popped up. So I did the natural thing and saluted, except I forgot I was holding the ladder, and up it went, and up went the gentleman as well. Oh boy, what a fiasco. All I seem to have lately is trouble.
Speaking of troubles, Mops, did you hear what happened to Jules?
Jules? Jules Fishback? No, I didn't. What happened?
He was burglarized.
Burglarized? I can't believe it.
Believe it.
How did it happen, Stevens?
Well, Jules was lying in bed, just about to fall asleep, when all of a sudden he heard a noise. He thought at first that it was only his cat. But then his cat walked right into his room, and he heard the noise a second time. He threw back the blankets and walked cautiously downstairs. As he turned the corner into the living room, he all of a sudden felt a revolver in his back, and a husky voice said, "Hands up, pal!" He glanced behind him and saw a man with a handkerchief around his face. He was standing up against the wall, and all of a sudden he lashed out and struck the robber's hand. The weapon went flying and landed in the middle of the room. They both went after it, and in the fierce struggle, Jules was shot in the shoulder. He's in the hospital now, and the doctors say he'll be all right in a few weeks, but he's pretty badly shaken.
No kidding! But what about the burglar?
The burglar? Well, the police say there have been a lot of burglaries in the area lately, all using the same method. Jules' masked man fits the pattern perfectly. They still don't think there's much they can go on at the moment, though.
You mean he could still be around somewhere?
Yes, but don't worry, old fellow. He's not likely to rob you any more than me. Besides, don't you have that revolver of yours you always keep under your pillow?
Yes, I do, but... I really don't know how to use it, Stevens.
Oh, don't panic, Mops. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Right. Nothing to be afraid of. Of course not. Ah, what a day. It has been quite a day. Stevens was actually starting to scare me there with his talk about burglars and poor old Jules Fishback. But he's right. No burglar would bother me. And besides, I have my revolver beneath my pillow. Yep, I'm as safe as a bug in a rug. Let's have a little music. Just turn on my radio set.
This is the news in brief. There are several thieves that committed a burglary only moments ago. The victim was a person of private means and was found murdered in his bed. Screams and cries for mercy brought the police force to the scene swiftly.
Huh. Oh, dear. Oh, dear me. Huh. What am I going to do? What was that noise? Oh, no!
News in brief.
There have been a lot of burglaries in the area. Jules masked man.
News in burglary. The person of private means. Murder.
Oh, no. Please, dear Lord, help it not to be a burglar. Ah, that sounded like it was right outside my room. I suppose I'd better go and investigate. Oh. Let's get my revolver here. Oh my, what will I do if there is a robber? Hands up! Oh, goodness. What was that? I'd better flip on the light. Oh, dear. Oh, dear me. Oh, dearie, dearie me. I've shot my own mirror. I just had to go for a walk, clear my head and all that. I feel like a nervous wreck. It's been quite a day. So many things have happened, and tomorrow will be another day, with new experiences and new failures. But no matter what happens, the heavens are always there. The stars have been around since time began. Look at them up there, so bright, so peaceful, so still, so amazing, so... Oh, those stars seem to have come a lot closer now.
In The Amiable Mr. Mops by Hergé, adapted for audio by Caleb Thiessen, you heard Philip Thiessen as Mr. Mops, Brent Carding as his boss, Chad Carding as Stevens, Jerusha Coates as Flupka's mother, and Levi Coates as Flupka. Other parts were played by yours truly, Renee Thiessen, Reed Thiessen, Josiah Coates, Jenna Carding, Bethany Coates, Joshua Camps, Ray Thiessen, and Brian Thiessen. Sound design and mix was by Caleb Thiessen and Chad Carty. Executive producer was Caleb Thiessen. The Amiable Mr. Mops was brought to you by CTD Productions.